One Atlanta artist has just received a boost to his practice. This week, South Arts, which highlights and supports artists working in the Southeast, named Masoud Olufani as one of their 2017 Southern Prize and State Fellows. Olufani was chosen to represent the state of Georgia in this honor, and he's one of nine artists in the region to receive the fellowship. We have Masoud Olufani with us now, along with Ivan Shustak, who is the Director of Communications from South Arts. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to start with an image of one of your works, Masoud. There's a piece called Grounded. It's a wooden carving of an airplane blackened with tar. And there's a long sack stuffed full of cotton tied to its tail. Before we get into your artistic practice, let's start with a discussion of this object. What are you saying with this piece?
I read a book not too long ago, which traced the journey of African Americans from the Deep South to the North. It's called The Warmth of Other Suns.
Oh,
brilliant, beautiful
book. Beautiful. Isabel Wilkerson.
Yes, so powerful. And there's a section in the book where she talks about the economic disenfranchisement of people of African descent vis-a-vis slavery, Jim Crow laws, and redlining. And I started thinking about what an object would look like that would talk about that historical reality. And the whole idea of an airplane as an aspirational vehicle came to my mind. I mean, its nature is it wants to take off, it wants to be in flight. And then the tar, to me, was an obvious means of manipulating the airplane to symbolize the black skin. And then that long bale of cotton with the cotton in it, which symbolizes the density, the weight of that history, and how that impedes the plane from taking flight. And I think for me, it was a kind of like historical, an artistic response to an historical mythos that has sprung up around African-Americans and poverty, living beneath, economically disenfranchised, and how the whole notion of the Protestant work ethic, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, was a myth. And, you know, people don't arrive at a situation without reason. So it was a way for me to talk about that history and kind of correct in my own mind and my own spirit an historical myth.
So thinking about the cliche of one picture being worth a thousand words, in this one object with basically three different layers, the multiple meanings you've conveyed are tremendous.
Thank you.
Well, there are clear ties to the South and to race, and it makes one wonder, where does your artwork begin with the image or the commentary?
Well, you know, I grew up in a large part of my life in the North, the Northeast in particular, the New York area. I spent a lot of time on the trains as a child, shuttling myself between Far Rockaway, Queens, and Newark, New Jersey, where I went to high school. It was the only arts high school that would accept me out of the district. So I spent a lot of time reading. Read tons of books, more than I even can recall. But just because I was bored, I didn't have anything else to do. So the whole idea of the narrative became very important to me, and it found its way into the way I expressed myself artistically. So my artwork really comes out of that tradition of the narrative, of telling a story. And quite oftentimes, the work comes very complete in my consciousness. I allow for some deviation in arriving at the physical realization of the idea, some creative play that will alter the final image. But many times the concept comes pretty full in my consciousness, and then I just develop it as I go along, working through the material. Yeah,
I love the marriage, if you will, of narrative and visual. I also think that was a terrific way to spend your high school years reading on the train. And look at the result. Speaking of the South, you've just been named as a Southern Prize and State Fellow by South Arts. Ivan, will you tell us a little bit about this fellowship program?
Certainly. So South Arts is a regional arts organization serving the nine states of the Southeast. We act in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts as well as the nine state arts agencies throughout our region. And over the past number of years, we have found that our work has been supporting artists and arts organizations in the fields of performing arts, literary arts, and media arts. And we identified a need to impact the careers of visual artists as well. So over the past few years, we developed this program that was going to celebrate and help to cultivate the careers of artists throughout the region. So in partnership with a number of different funders and organizations and entities throughout the region, we've developed the Southern Prize and State Fellowships. This is our first class of state fellows that we have just announced, and they are each going to be receiving a $5,000 cash award, and they're in competition for two larger Southern Prize awards, one of $25,000 plus a two-week residency at the Hambidge Center for the Arts and Sciences in the North Georgia Mountains, and a finalist who is going to receive a $10,000 award in addition. Our goal with this, as I was saying, is to really create a positive impact on the career of artists and make sure that the artistry of the South, the voices of the South, are able to express themselves and have a platform and build their careers.
I was going to ask, where do you get your funding? You said there are multiple sources. Can you tell us any of them?
So through the Southern Prize and State Fellowships, we've been working with a number of different funders, including the state arts agencies of the South. We've been funded by MailChimp was a partner of ours, and we're very thankful for them. A number of different organizations and individuals, the Florida Citizens for the Arts. I don't have an entire list, but there were a number who helped us. C.J. Lyons, an author out of South Carolina, has helped us with her foundation, and quite a few others as well.
Well, it's very heartening to know that when so many arts organizations, including the state, are under threat of being done away with, it, that you can come up with this prize. Ivan, how did the jurors come to select Masoud for this distinction of winning the Georgia Fellowship?
So we had five jurors who each reviewed the over 850 applications that we received for the state fellows. We kept everything completely anonymous for the jurors, and they received nine different groups, one for each state. Even the states were anonymized, so they didn't know that Georgia would be group one. They just saw group one, and they saw 10 slides from each of the artists who had submitted within group one. And so they spent a few weeks reviewing those in private and making their comments and identifying who for them really rose to the top of the crowd. And then we gathered all five together to have a joint conversation about the artists that rose to the top, have conversations about each of the groups and what they found to be really the work that they appreciated the most. We asked the five jurors who came from a number of different backgrounds. We had the former director of the John C. Campbell School of Folk Art in North Carolina. We had an independent curator out of Texas. We had the director of the Joan Mitchell Center in New Orleans, as well as a curator of from the Frist Center in Nashville amongst the jurors. We asked them to take a look solely at the artistic quality of the work. We wanted it to be specifically about the work that was created and not necessarily about the pedigree or the showings or the history of work that the artist was able to produce, but solely the work that was on display within these slides. And so taking a look through all the different work, they identified Massoud's, and some of the comments that they had were that they truly found it to be sobering and powerful work that he was producing, that it was moving and complex, as you were talking about earlier, with the different layers that his work represents, and that it was really reflective of the times and offered a social and political narrative that was really striking and powerful for the judges. So coming from a wide background of folk arts and contemporary arts and classical arts, the curators were able to settle on Massoud and appreciated his work and recommended that he receive the Georgia State Fellowship.
Massoud, what does this mean for your life?
Well, it's a larger platform to reach more people, which is always important to me with what I do, whether it's as a visual artist or as an actor, which is, you know, it's very humbling to feel that what you do can have an impact on people's lives, some that you know, some that you don't know. So for me, you know, from a very practical sense, obviously the money is always helpful, helps you, realize
starve
other projects.
Less.
Yeah, starve less, absolutely. Get off the ramen noodles. Really in a larger context, it really is about how my example and the work that I produce can serve the larger community. And so it's very moving for me to have that opportunity.
Your website is very impressive.
Oh, thank you.
And your writing is very beautiful. And one of the ways you describe your work is art as an act of worship. Mm. Would you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. That quote is really not mine. It comes from my faith tradition. I'm a Baha'i. I've been a Baha'i since 1992. And there's the whole concept in the Baha'i faith that art really has the potential to serve humanity in a very real and profound way, so that it's not just about your own selfish gratification, but it's about using your craft and your skill set to push humanity forward in some really interesting and new ways. So for me, the act of being in the studio transcends, self-aggrandizement or personal interest. It's about something larger than that, and that's what I try to serve.
And yet, it must be daunting to think that it's your slides of your work that's being judged.
Yes.
Ivan, when you were talking about the process, it just seems so dry. Mm-hmm. You can't speak. You can't. Yeah. Well, yet the art has to speak.
It does. It's interesting because being an actor has helped me in this process as well, because you go in there and there's this long desk and there's all these people basically looking at you. So you kind of have to detach yourself from the process. You do the work, you allow the work to speak for itself, and then you let go. And that's the way that you survive the madness of waiting and anticipating an outcome that you hope it will be. Because you don't know. There's some things you can control and some things you can't. You have to be okay with what you can control, and you have to let go of what you can't control.
Hmm.
Yeah.
With work that has its basis in remnants of slavery, in being informed by the Great Migration, very serious, sad, tragic themes, how does optimism fit into your work?
Well, I think hopefully the work does point to some very real issues that our society has been affected by. But I hope inherent in the work is this notion of aspiration, this desire to want to transcend. My work is very culturally rooted, but it doesn't end there. For me, that's really a starting point. It's a door that hopefully opens up to other doors and leads to a larger narrative, a specific narrative that opens up to the larger human narrative. And that's where I'm trying to get to with the work, inspiring people to think about things perhaps differently and to expand their consciousness and their awareness of what, different aspects of the human family is dealing with and going through.
I want to thank you. I want to congratulate you first on representing Georgia. You do us proud.
Thank you.
And the awardees of the 2017 South Art State Fellows will be honored at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center on April 24th. The Southern Prize winner and finalist will also be announced. We'll be waiting with bated breath and some state chauvinism, I might add. I've been speaking with Ivan Shustak from South Arts and artist Masoud Olafani. Again, thank you both for joining us on City Lights.
Thank you.